B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so Angel is on, and she's looking for a gentleman by the name of Vince. Hello, Angel.
Hi. So I met this guy online, and, you know, I was kind of feeling him. You know, he was all right looking and stuff. But then I saw this other picture of him, and he had a just nice smile. It was a smile for me.
Okay.
And so I was like, I got to talk to him. So we were texting back and forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was cool. Like, we got together.
What happened that went wrong? So far, it sounds like everything's going right.
We went back to his place.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm at my place.
Did you text him and stuff, and he didn't respond after that?
No response. Like, he said nothing. It's just like he ghosted me.
Say no more. Say no more. I love this already. So we got to call him and see if he could fill in the blank. I want to really laugh hard, but I've had many nights like that you're talking about where you wake up and you're like, this is the last thing I remember, and this is where I ended up. What the hell happened between then and now? Yeah. All right. Oh, my God. Please, Vince, answer the phone. Okay, stay on the phone, Angel. We're going to try and call him next, okay?
Okay.
All right, second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy, and I will be ecstatically happy if Vince picks up the phone. So we just talked to Angel, and she said that her and Vince had a great date.
Yeah.
Went back to his place, and then Angel remembers waking up at her place the next morning. Angel, are you still there?
I'm here.
All right, stay quiet. We're going to call Vince right now because she said everything she remembers with Vince went well. She just,
we'll see.
They're just a part she doesn't remember. Okay, so stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Vince?
Yeah, this is Vince. Who is this?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Vince, so my name is Ramiro, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. There's three of us on the phone, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station.
Wait, did my brother sign me up or something?
Did your brother? No. So it's funny. The person that gave us your phone number is a girl who would love to go on a date with you. The reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to this date with her, and I'm going to tell you her name, then we will pay for whatever date you choose. It's free food and free drinks. You name the restaurant, you name when you're free, the time you want to go. We'll set the whole thing up. I'll tell you the girl's name so it's not like a crazy, weird blind date because you know who she is. So,
okay.
So do you want to hear her name?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
I can't wait to get your reaction when I say Angel.
Wait, what?
Angel. So she said that you guys went out on a date, and according to her, her side is you guys had a great date and that you went back to your place, but the next morning she said she remembers waking up at her place and she hasn't been able to talk to you since. She needs to know kind of what happened, I guess.
Dude, all I gotta say is that chick is crazy. You couldn't pay me to go on a date with her.
Are you serious?
I would pay not to go on a date with her.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
from what she remembers, everything went well.
She can remember? Last time I remember, she was blacked out drunk.
Really?
Okay.
So she did say she had a few drinks. She said that you guys ended up going back to your place. Is that true?
Yeah, dude. I'm taking her back to my place because I'm like, she needs some sleep. Like, I only see her take a couple of drinks, and she was acting crazy. I don't know what's going on. She was taking drugs or something. So I'm just going to take her back, help her out, get some sleep on my couch. So then we get off the elevator. She's talking about this sex is going to be fire, and she pulled the fire alarm. I'm like, is this a joke?
She pulled the fire alarm?
Yes, little fire alarm. Now everybody's running out. We have to go outside.
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second, Vince. Angel is on the phone right now, Vince. I'm sorry to tell you. Angel?
I'm here.
You're here. Okay.
What?
Can you explain yourself? Because this is apparently what you don't remember is pulling the fire alarm at his building.
I don't know what he's talking about. I did not pull no fire alarm. All I know is that we were together. We were drinking. We were having a good time.
I had a drink. You had a few drinks. Matter of fact, I think you
no,
were drinking
no, no,
before
no.
we got
no.
there.
How much did you drink, Angel?
3 or 4 drinks, and then it was like a shot. Beforehand, like, you know, I got with my girls, and like we did like a happy hour. But
you pre-gamed.
Like 2 drinks.
Oh, so you okay? So yeah, you got with your girls, you loosened up, you pre-gamed a little bit, and then you had some more drinks with Vince, and then you pulled the fire alarm at his apartment complex.
I don't know what he's talking about like that, but I told him I don't mess with white liquor like that. And then, you know, he kept bringing the drinks, and next thing you know, you know, it was like, there's something in this liquor.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, all I know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. She pulls the fire alarm. She's drunk on the ground. I have to pick her up. And let me remind you that she was not, she was heavy. That's all I'm trying to say. I ain't trying to be rude.
Dead weight.
Looking at me. Everybody's looking at me. Everybody's assuming that we did it and we're together. I'm trying to let everybody know I don't know her. Everybody is blaming me for this. Like, I can't even go over my neighbor. Every time everybody sees me, they bring this situation up. She embarrassed me.
So, Angel, are you saying this didn't happen?
No, it didn't happen.
But you said you missed out on a whole lot that you don't remember.
Yeah.
But then he's not telling you how he was all, like, at the restaurant, glaring in my eyes, whispering in my ear, I got you. I'm trying to see something.
And that's what made you think, I'm going to pull the hell out of that fire alarm when we go back to his place.
Yeah, and now I can't even bring guests back to my apartment. I was supposed to have a party at my place, but we had to move it to my sister's house because of you. Like, everybody's mad at me. My neighbors, my landlord, my family. Like, you ruined my life.
I ruined your life.
Mistakes happen. Vince, could you forgive this? And possibly you guys could go out to another dinner and laugh about this.
The only place I'll take her is to an AA meeting because she needs it.
Wow.
Listen, motherfucker, I don't even believe your story. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Unfortunately, Angel, Vince said thank you, but he's not allowed to have people over his house anymore.
The Second Date Update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a Second Date Update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.